We read tonight on Good Friday, the Passion. And of course, what I mean when I say read is actually that we listen, because it's not printed in your bulletins, and that is not an oversight. That is not a chance to save on printing costs. It is quite intentional, because the Passion is meant to be experienced, to let your mind paint a picture, to feel all the emotions, anger, grief, confusion, fear, frustration, guilt. Though we have not heard it yet, we have heard just now from Deacon Doug, from the prophet Isaiah. And though this reading was prophesied hundreds of years before Jesus walked the earth, it does fit remarkably well all that we know about who Jesus is, particularly his innocence and yet willingness to suffer, to be the sacrificial lamb. You will hear tonight Pilate say three times the same thing, three times a significant number in Scripture. Three times also, Jesus will be denied by the chief disciple. And on the third day, we know that Jesus will rise. But Pilate says these same words three times, and as he says them again and again, they become like a plea. I find no case against him. The paradox of this story of all stories is that it is so entirely unique. There is, after all, only one Son of God who is himself God. There is only one Christ, the Savior of the world. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. And yet also the story that we hear tonight is universal. There are countless sacrificial lambs. Scapegoats, we sometimes call them. People who are blamed for what is too hard to actually fix. And so often those who become scapegoats are the very ones who are suffering most. And every time we make someone a scapegoat, we join the cry of the crowd, the cry that we joined on Passion Sunday. Crucify him. But I have to believe that none of us want to be counted in that crowd. In fact, none of us want to be either those crying out, crucify him, nor the one being crucified. And so, what other option do we have? What role are we to fulfill in this story that has so many characters who do so much wrong, sometimes by doing nothing? We are called to be a people who tells the truth. As Pilate asks for, he asks for the truth, and we know from this gospel what the truth is, for Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And so when we tell the truth, as messy and complicated and non-simplistic as it may be, we are telling Jesus. The church's good name, Oscar Romero once wrote, is not a matter of being on good terms with the powerful. The church's good name is a matter of knowing that the poor regard the church as their own, of knowing that the church's life on earth is to call on all, on the rich as well, to be converted and be saved alongside the poor, for they are the only ones called blessed. Blessed are those who mourn, and hunger, and thirst. May we be a people who proclaim Christ crucified and risen, despised and beloved, suffering and healing. And when, as we so often are, when our gut reaction is to blame, to scapegoat, may we resist the urge to cry out, "Crucify him." May we step back and look for a deeper truth. Look for Jesus among those who are suffering. In Jesus' name, amen.